producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Okay, I won't say this is psychic ability. Like I said, I had very small amount of knowledge about screenwriting and preparing treatments. And I once worked with an agent to try to get a property placed. Let's get to the specifics here. So I'm watching a movie, and the movie is Man of Steel, 2013 Superman reboot with Henry Cavill as Superman and Amy Adams as Lois Lane. And I was watching this movie at the movie theater right near here where I live now. And there's a scene at the end of the movie where you see for the first time Clark Kent with his glasses on at the Daily Planet. Now, the essence of that scene and the final words I knew before I saw it. Don't ask me how, but that's just one example. Occasionally I'll watch, and my wife can attest to this, I'll be watching a TV show and a character is going to say something and I will say it first. Usually it's just a line, and maybe because the situations are just cliched. I can't sell the skill, but that's what happens.
So maybe there's hope for you, Gene. Is that what you're suggesting?
Well, I'll tell you the second story, okay? Here's the second story. And we're talking about the value of psychic readings. So back in the mid-70s, I'm running a small business in Exton, Pennsylvania, and it wasn't doing so well. My first marriage had broken up. As they say, things were going badly. So I visited a friend with Wiccan experience, and this was after I saw some possible opportunities to get my life together in New York. So the dilemma was, should I go? What should I do? So she took out her tarot cards and she did a reading, and I was sitting on her living room sofa. And she came out with a reading of the future, and her conclusion was, if I went to New York, I'd be plying my trade. And what did that mean? Well, I was engaged in a small business in Exton involving pre-press and typography. And that's what I did in New York, and that's how for many years I made some money while I was pursuing UFO and paranormal investigation. Everybody has to have several jobs. So the point being here is, as soon as she finished giving me this reading, and that was the essence of it, I felt incredibly exhausted, completely drained of energy, and I fell asleep for several hours on her sofa. And when I woke up, she said to me, well, yeah, I had to get some energy from you to give you this reading. Rosemary, is this something that's unusual, normal, what?
Well, that's an unusual technique, but, you know, whatever works. And every psychic develops techniques, favored techniques that they have as a way of prompting a flow of information. So it sounds like she adapted to you falling asleep and was still able to read something.
Well, everybody, she gave me the reading before I fell asleep, understand. Mm-hmm. After the reading, right after the reading, I felt incredibly exhausted and fell asleep after she finished, as if she was taking that energy from me.
Oh, well, there are ways to draw energy off people, and maybe that is something that she did, and whether or not she did that with all of her clients, that's an unusual way to give a reading. Usually, it's the reader who gets kind of exhausted, yeah, and the client gets energized.
Yeah. That's the normal way it goes, generally.
Well, you see, I always lived in a reverse bizarro world. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah, me too. I almost had a psychic wife, but she left before we even met.
So, Chris, I understand that you had been prepared to show us some of your comedy routine on the Paracast, maybe after the Paracast. I'll tell you what. How about you do your routine and after the Paracast, and if we start losing members in droves, I'll know who's
going. No, I think I'd much rather continue our fascinating conversation with Ro. We'll leave my comedy routine for when I've kind of polished it up a little bit.
Okay, so that will be another lifetime, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
So
hey, everybody out there, all our listeners, with, you know, all of you together right now who believe in psychokinesis, I want you to raise my hand. Ready? One, two, three. Oh, my God, it worked. Whoa. And we haven't even broadcast yet. This sounds like a Dean Radin experiment. My God, past, future, it doesn't matter. It's all the eternal now. Hey, Ro and I had a pretty interesting experience out in Colorado where we both experienced something that was not visible. But, boy, I think we both got the same psychic impression simultaneously, instantaneously, I might add.
Well, we certainly did. That was, I forget the exact location out there by Crestone. It was some place he wanted to show me that had been a very powerful spot.
Yeah.
And both of us had clairvoyant perception of an unwelcoming committee coming toward us.
Very quickly, like right across 100 feet, right into our faces. And normally I would spend some time, kind of meditate a little bit, kind of ease into this particular location. But I went in there like a bull in a china shop. And I'll never forget, we went back to the house about 10 minutes later and we're sitting there discussing this. And you made the comment, God, I hope it didn't follow us back. And the plant start leapt off the window out into the floor. Wow, that was weird. I really got goosebumps.
The flower pot just levitated off the windowsill and crashed to the floor. You know, yep. As soon as I said that, that was rather unnerving.
Yeah, especially to the owners of the house who insisted that I do this very elaborate cleansing of the house as we were leaving. Oh, God, I'll never forget that. That was really something. But when I asked you to describe what you felt had happened out there in the middle of that little space there, you described exactly what I felt. To the T. I mean, where they were, what one did, what the other did, which really was rather disconcerting. So, I mean, if someone like me can, you know, experience this type of insight into a situation and actually pick up on energy forms like that, I think anybody, even Gene, would be able to do it.
Well, now you're really hitting the bottom of the barrel, my friend.
Scraping, maybe?
No, you're hitting it.
Okay.
Scraping is the next step. I'm just giving you the benefit of the doubt.
Okay. So we were talking about various techniques that maybe the average person isn't quite aware of. Do you want to go on and maybe share some of these other lesser-known techniques?
Well, sending messages in dreams.
Yeah, that's one.
Very interesting experiment to do. I started experimenting with dreams when I was in high school. And you can work with a partner on this and send a message via telepathy to someone who is sleeping and then compare notes. You can be the receiver. You can also program yourself to go to a distant location and a place that you are not familiar with and describe what you see there and then validate that. You have to have something to validate it with, you know, like some information. But a lot of psychic activity takes place during dreaming. And there was a study done by Louisa Ryan several decades ago that showed that if we are going to have a psychic experience, a precognition especially, it's more likely to come in dreams. Precognition is more likely to come in dreams than in other ways. Well, I think that that's probably in the process of shifting. I don't think there have been more recent studies to compare that to, but my sense is of what I hear from people in terms of their own experiences and what I'm encountering, you know, out there in my research, is that people are opening up in more ways, and so they are getting psychic information, including precognitions, in many ways, not just through dreams. But we should pay attention to our dreams and have a very rich dream work life as part of our psychic development.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Let's do our break here, folks. A reminder, please go to plus.theparacast.com to learn how you can get our ad-free version of this show, and also our After the Paracast podcast, plus that theparacast.com. More with Rosemary Ellen Guiley, author of Guide to Psychic Power. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Neighbors, are you tired of dealing with a slow web hosting provider? Well, check out A2 Hosting and their screaming fast Swift server platform. They even have SSDs that load pages 300% faster than the competition. Ready to give your site a speed boost? Well, tell you what, neighbors, head on over to a2hosting.com. That's A2, that's number 2, a2hosting.com. Check out their Prime hosting account. And get this, neighbors, they're even giving you an exclusive 25% off discount for all our listeners. 25%. And remember, their Guru Crew support team is standing by 24/7, 365 days a year to answer any of your questions. Now, to get the discount, use the coupon code GENE when you check out.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Okay, we're exploring Guide to Psychic Power with Rosemary Ellen Guiley. Just like a brief segue from that, Rosemary, and that is, these are skills and ideas you've learned over the years. How did you acquire all of these ideas and concepts how to develop psychic powers?
It was through a lot of exploration, reading, study, and taking a lot of training classes over the years. And I combined and synthesized a lot of these things, techniques that I felt worked really well and could work well for most people. So it's the process of, many years of immersion, trial and error, and study myself. I like many people, had psychic experiences when I was a kid. I think probably all children do. And as we were discussing earlier in the show, this is a faculty that is either repressed or recedes as a child gets older. For me, it was something that always stayed to the fore because I was so fascinated by all of this and from a very early age. And as I mentioned just a little bit ago, by the time I was a teenager in high school, I was doing active dream exploration, trying to develop my ESP ability through dreams, dream sending and receiving. And I started studying the tarot when I was in college and learning how to use that. And so one thing led to another. And so my personal path really fed into all of the things that I put together in Guide to Psychic Power. It's really been a life journey, part of a life journey.
Let me ask you here. Now, quite often when you're a teenager, your fellow students are really judgmental over things. So how did they react? How did your friends, your classmates react to the things you were doing?
Well, I sought out friends who were of a similar mind. So, you know, I guess I would have to say about my career in general, my interests, is that I've never felt that I had to prove any of this. For me, these things are all part of reality, and they've been part of my reality my whole life. So I really haven't dedicated myself to trying to sway disbelievers and skeptics about things. I mean, there are certain bodies of evidence and studies and things like that, all left brain things we can cite. But I've always been far more interested in how this expanded consciousness enhances life, how it propels the spiritual journey, and how people integrate their experiences, how they have experiences, what the patterns of those experiences are throughout the ages. And we can certainly find common ground in many areas. And then how we integrate these experiences, how does that affect our worldview, the sense of the self and who we are and what our purpose in life is? How does it affect our spiritual beliefs, even religious beliefs, beliefs about the afterlife and all of these sorts of things? So the intuitive faculty, the psychic faculty, is one of the most important components to all of that. So that's been my approach throughout my life, and I have gravitated toward other people who were seekers and doing their searching and learning from them and networking and sharing information. If people want to be skeptical, if they want to disbelieve, well, that's their choice. And I think in regard to psychic power and intuition, you ignore it at your own peril. It's a gift. It's a gift you were given at birth. Yeah, and if you're not using it, you're missing out on a very important ability that can greatly enhance life. So ignore it at your own peril.
Well, you mentioned you've used the cards on and off for many years. What's your favorite deck?
My favorite deck now is one that I co-created with the artist Robert Michael Place, the Alchemical Tarot.
Cool.
And, that came out in 1995, and it is still in print. HarperCollins put it out of print after about 8 years. We got the rights back, and now Bob keeps it in print himself. And that was a very interesting psychic intuitive journey because it began with a lucid dream for Bob before I even met him. He had a dream where he got a telephone call. It was a long-distance phone call from England, and the operator came on the line and said this was a very important phone call, and he would be getting something, a gift very soon, and he would know what to do with it, click. So he didn't know anything about the tarot, and about a week later, a friend gave him a tarot deck, the Marseille deck.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
And he became totally fascinated by it. Bob was
an oldie but goodie.
And he started studying the tarot. He was already a student of alchemy, began to see many correlations between the two. And then he started having these psychic experiences, including dreams and visions, where he felt that he was in touch with the spirit of A.E. Waite, the occultist, the Golden Dawn occultist A.E. Waite. And that Waite wanted him to restore alchemical symbolism to the tarot that he said he and Pamela Coleman Smith could not do at the turn of the 20th century because of the rules of the order back then, that the esoteric had to be withheld from the masses. That Waite wanted to see this stuff out in public. And it was about that point when I met Bob. And so we began this intuitive psychic journey together to create this deck, where we did dream incubation, we did meditations, we immersed ourselves in the alchemical literature and the literature of the tarot and the tarot cards. And Bob created what I consider to be the most powerful tarot deck that's been created in modern times. And it was all through a process of intuition and psychic visioning and creativity. And I did the book for that. I contributed ideas to the images. We both worked on the book, too. And that deck is it's still out there. Bob has just come out with his fourth version of it. Every few years, he changes some of the coloring and the back of the deck, and he's just come out with version 4. So that's my preferred deck, and if I don't have that one handy, I still like the Rider-Waite deck.
Yeah.
I've experimented with a lot of decks. It's a good, reliable classic. The one deck that I really don't care for is the Thoth deck that Crowley did. And a lot of people like it. They find it very powerful. But I find the images on the cards just, they're disturbing. And I can't focus very well when I'm disturbed by the images.
Well, it kind of depends on the card, but that is my preferred deck. Interestingly enough.
<I don't know. laughs>
Well, being that my brother and I have the, copy 0 of the original instruction manual, which was the only surviving book from Crowley's library. So we have a history. There's issues there. But I've been using the Thoth deck for years before we came in, came in possession of the copy 0 of the Book of Thoth.
Let's do that book in a moment. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let
gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without a Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
We have Rosemary Ellen Guiley here. Let's continue.
I really learned on the weight deck, though. I mean, that was the first deck that I used, and then it was a number of years later then I started to use the Crowley deck, and I do find it, if you do the expanded 15-card reading, it's effortless for me to use it. It just seems to create a clearer channel, I think, for me. My insights, I think, are more spot on than they are with any other deck. The weight deck would be the second one. Some of the old other decks, like I'd love to look at Bob and yours alchemy deck. I think that's a good melding of symbolism. Is it based on your four suits, the 22 higher arcane cards? Is it based on that model, or is it completely different?
It's got the standard 78 card tarot structure to it, and every card has an image. We didn't just use a reiteration of Pips and the Minor Arcana, and some of the images are very similar to the Rider-Waite deck, and some of them are quite different, but there is this infusion of alchemical symbolism in all of the cards. And, with tarot decks, I think everyone finds their favorite deck that, yeah. Ideally, what you want with a tarot deck is to get more than the book meaning of the cards.
Yes.
That the card should say something in addition to you. That's when the tarot is working at its maximum power and efficiency, when it elicits things from you that go beyond the actual cards.
Yeah, well, that's the ideal situation. I mean, you should be clear enough to be able to allow I always take the card as the door that's being opened about a particular aspect of the questioner's process. And that successful readings are when that card allows a flood of impressions and information to come through. And that's, those are the kind of readings that seem to go by very quickly. And, they seem to be more effortless than having to really kind of work at it. Some people are more difficult to read than others, I found. One thing that I never did do was actually offer myself as a card reader. I would only do readings if somebody found out about me and then asked me to do a reading. I would never volunteer to do readings, and I would never advertise or promote myself.
Well, I think not volunteering to do readings is a good idea, and I let it be known that I do readings because many people ask me for them, but I think it is important for someone to ask for a reading, and usually it doesn't work as well if someone asks for another person. The focal point individual really has to want the reading him or herself.
I think half the battle of opening up that psychic doorway is the act of actually asking for help or asking for advice. I mean, that's a big piece of the puzzle right there.
And quite often with readings, they often validate what a person's already gotten through their own psychic faculty anyway, but they're looking for some independent validation so that they feel confident about being on the right track. And this is where training and developing your psychic ability can benefit a person quite a bit. Not that we should all work ourselves out of jobs, being readers. I think it's always good to get an outside perspective and validation from time to time. Yeah. But I found that so many readings just simply validate what someone has already psychically felt.
Yeah. Well, everyone has their own kind of intuitive hit on a particular question or situation or some sort of conundrum that they're dealing with in their lives. And on some level, they've already figured it out. And like you said, they're looking for validation. And oftentimes, that validation comes fairly quickly in the reading, especially if that person, at least this is my experience, if that person already on some level, just barely below their conscious level, has already figured it out. The reading just unfolds quickly, and that becomes very apparent. Pretty rarely will I have to go all the way through a reading and then have some sort of breakthrough with the person or with my own insight. I find that if it's going to be a good reading, it happens quickly. The good readings, you don't really have to work that hard. They almost, they give themselves almost, for lack of a better way of saying it. Now, we do have a question here in the question bank that I'd like to get to because we mentioned earlier of remote viewing, and you made the comment that remote viewing is almost identical, or it's very, very similar to using your psychic abilities, if not just a different term for that. This is a question from Dave M., who's been a longtime poster at forum.theparacast.com, where our listeners get to go to the question bank and ask our wonderful guests questions. And Dave wants to know how you distinguish between psychic ability and remote viewing ability, or if you believe that they are one and the same. And I think you kind of already answered that, but why does the government, let's say, or why does the scientific community have to create a whole new languaging, a whole new sort of approach at something that's been done, for possibly thousands of years? What is there some sort of justification in their mind that they have to make in order to separate the whole idea of remote viewing from utilizing psychic abilities? What's your take on that?
Well, in answer to the first question about remote viewing being a psychic ability, yes, it is. It's just been dressed up with modern terminology that the government feels is palatable to the public and to scientists. And, of course, it does have the added component of the way it was originally developed of looking at, taking coordinates, geophysical coordinates to look at distant places, which is just a way of fine-tuning your clairvoyance. You don't need to call it remote viewing. You could call it clairvoyance. It's really one and the same. It's a projection of your ability to see something at a distant location that you're not present at. And that is a psychic faculty. Well, back when the whole Stargate program was going on, before it got shut down and then, you know, kind of deep-sixed and...
Officially it did. Who knows what's going on?
Yes, officially. Officially deep-sixed. Back before it got shut down and officially deep-sixed, and I can't recall the year off the top of my head, but I do remember seeing a newspaper article about that criticized Stargate for employing witches and sorcerers doing psychic things at government expense, at taxpayer expense. Well, this is how we officially see this faculty, that we've got to come up with some kind of ridiculous terminology to disguise what is a very ancient faculty. Otherwise, it gets associated with sorcery and witchcraft. It gets back to an inquisitional kind of mentality. And that's some of the unfortunate characteristics of the approach of Western society, that this isn't anything that could be taken scientifically or seriously.
Cultural
baggage. And yet, that's really what we're talking about. Remote viewing is a psychic faculty. And they just don't want to describe it that way because then they'll be criticized by science and by taxpayers. And it's a pejorative term, psychic faculty.
Yes, we'll talk about psychic faculties, and I have some questions about remote viewing. In our final segment with Rosemary Ellen Guiley, and her book that we've been talking about is Guide to Psychic Power, and I Need It. With Gene and Chris, you're in
The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also, print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet sleeves or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Tracy Torme, screenwriter-producer. You're listening to Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So Chris is now being taken over by some psychic power. Rosemary Ellen Guiley, let me ask you about remote viewing, because we've had several discussions over the years in the Paracast about it. As a matter of fact, we did an experiment a number of years back by somebody, and it succeeded. But the fellow who participated in that experiment was banned from the forum. Don't let me explain that. It's too complicated. But with remote viewing, what sort of accuracy level can we expect if it even succeeds?
I think a lot of it depends on the ability of the individual. You know, some of the more prominent remote viewers who've come forward, you know, like Joe McMonagle, who've, you know, written about their experiences, who had exceptional ability. They probably had a very high accuracy level. Others might not have had that. And that applies to anyone who develops their psychic faculty. They're going to have certain techniques that they're really good at and others that they're not as good at. And one of the things about remote viewing is that it attempted to put some protocols on that, you know, you could measure your accuracy by looking at coordinates rather than, you know, telling someone to go to a particular place where you might then have subjective information that could potentially contaminate what you felt you were getting. Like if you were told to go to a certain country, for example, a certain location in the country, what you knew about that place, would that color what you get? Whereas if you're just told to go to a certain longitude and latitude, you might know exactly where that is or exactly what was there. So ideally, then your mind should be more of a tabula rasa. But the same fundamentals can be applied just on a personal level for remote viewing. Anytime we perceive the future, we're remote viewing. We're looking at something that isn't physically present or physically manifest. And there are different ways of employing remote viewing to go to distant places that do exist in physical reality and then go to places that are far ahead in time, where we're looking more at probabilities rather than something that's physically manifest. So the abilities of people in that regard, they do vary. And like any skill, some people take to it very well and excel at it, and other people don't do as well.
Now, the reason I bring that up is because we had a guest on that shall not be named, claiming to have all sorts of really spectacular abilities at remote viewing. So, for example, when we questioned her about having a particular controversial person at a public meeting, She said that she had gone back through time and remote viewed this person's claims to verify them. Of course, the claims have not been verified. They were found to be false. So obviously her abilities were overstated. Is it possible for people who may have some degree of remote viewing capability to imagine extra capabilities, maybe add or put too much into what they can do?
It's certainly a hazard. And then also you have to factor in what in parapsychology is called sign missing. You perceive something, but not accurately. There's pieces missing or you misinterpret. And then, of course, remote viewing was developed and structured toward taking guesswork out of it to try and eliminate as much guesswork as possible. With psychic work, a lot of the impressions are subjective and you do have to interpret them in some way. It could very well be that she was getting some accurate information that she was misinterpreting or she was inflating, either knowingly or unknowingly, and I'm speculating here, that made for a not very accurate picture. This is another hazard with looking into the future, which basically is a set of probabilities.
Well, this is looking into the past.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, so that was looking in the past. That should be easier to do than looking into the future. It's hard to know what all was going on there. There might have been a combination of all of those things that we just mentioned.
Well, it's hard to say. I'm kind of skeptical of this particular person. This person also did or attempted to do a psychic reading of me regarding something in connection with my late brother. And it seemed to be like a very failed attempt at a cold reading. I'll just leave it at that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think that's probably the best route to go there, Gene. Just leave it at that. Well, we've been talking about bringing a psychic on and, you know, someone that that has real above average abilities, that just has natural inclinations in this regard. I do know one particular lady in Sedona who has a worldwide clientele. She's very, very low key about it, but I'd love to set up a show with her and provide some way for people to call in cold and have her do cold readings on people. And I think that would be a really good way to demonstrate, you know, either positively or negatively, the efficacy and the accuracy of these types of abilities. And she is very comfortable doing readings over the phone, you know, from long distance. And she does quite a number of them every week. So she's not going to be out of her element doing that. So I think that that's something that we need to work on to come up with a way so that we could take some calls during the show or have people ready for you to call them or something. I think that would be really fun for our listening audience to see, you know, how accurate somebody who has quite a following and has shown me, personally her, abilities to pick up on things that, the average person, you know, you wouldn't think that they'd be able to pick up on stuff. In fact, I edited a quite a long video project with her, and it was a little disconcerting having her sitting next to me, and a very attractive woman, too, I might add. And it was a little daunting, and very quickly on she goes, Chris, you know, I could turn this on or off, and I'm turning it off around you.
Chris, you know, your assignment, should you decide to accept it, will be to arrange this, and I will work with the calling, because there is an incoming phone number we could use.
Okay.
To receive a call from Skype on the show. It's a little bit complicated to do, but we'll find a way.
This, that would be fun. I'd really like that.
This request will self-destruct in 15 seconds.
Well, Rosemary, before we let you go, why don't you give us an idea of some of the projects that you're working on here for the future?
I always have multiple irons in the fire, as you know, Chris, and the Interdimensional Earth Portals book is back on track now. I've been collecting massive amounts of material and feel it's time to get that one out. I'm doing a book on it's called the Zozo Phenomenon, and it's about a negative entity that speaks through the Ouija board. And I'm doing that with co-author Darren Evans. And I have a new angel book in the works. And I'm bringing some of my backlist back into print, some of my older titles. So many things going on.
If someone wants to find out more of what you do, where do they go?
VisionaryLiving.com is my main website. And I have my calendar there and subscription to my free newsletter and some articles from some of my books posted in a library.
VisionaryLiving.com. You can find us on Twitter, where we are known as the Paracast. Look for the Paracast on Twitter. Look for a pair of Paracast fan clubs on Facebook. But you can't befriend me anymore because I'm maxed out. That's what Facebook says. Can't take any more friends. Sorry about that, not being rude. We also have a second radio show for you to listen to. It's called After the Paracast, and that's what we do. We do make that show after we do this one, and it could be color commentary. It could be special guests. It could be a continuation of our Paracast discussions. And to get yourself on the list to get that show, you have to join the Paracast Plus at plus.theparacast.com. That's plus.theparacast.com. If you subscribe to a year, you get the ebook version of Chris O'Brien's Secrets of the Mysterious Valley. For 5 years, you get that book plus Stalking the Tricksters. 5-year membership. Real special price. Plus.theparacast.com. Plus.theparacast.com. More new features are upcoming. We've had Rosemary Ellen Guiley. Again, her book is called Guide to Psychic Power. Thank you for joining us on the Paracast.
Thank you very much, Gene and Chris, for having me on the show again. And thanks to everybody out there in the audience.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.